Afternoon, everyone. My name is Xinghua Xiao, and I'm from Alabama A&M University. So today I will talk about developing a site-specific soil water deficit index based on Alabama MetsNet. So in Alabama MetsNet, we have 25 scan site weather stations all over the state, and three of them are in Tennessee, close to the edge of North Alabama. So in each station, we have hourly weather data, which include air temperature, relative humidity, precipitation, radiation, wind speed, and actual and saturated vapor pressures. Also, we have soil properties in the soil profile for five soil layers. And in each soil layer, we have soil temperature, moisture, wetting point, and feed capacity, water content, texture, bulk density, and soil water retention curves. So with this data, so why do we want to develop a site-specific soil water deficit index? As Alabama state is known as to have plenty of water, and the average rainfall is about 1,400 millimeters per year, but the distribution of the rainfall is sporadically and sometimes in the critical stage of during crop growing season, there's still lack of water. Like this summer season, it's very, very dry. From the May to right now, we only have 300 millimeters rainfall. Look at the drought map of Alabama, we can see this is released just last week. We can see right now all the area of the state is suffering at least a moderate drought. And more than half of this area right now is suffering extreme and exceptional drought. We also have seen more and more farmers and the government agencies in Alabama. They showed more interest and built and already installed irrigation systems. However, the irrigation management in Alabama right now is not well developed as our the neighboring state like Mississippi and Georgia. So there is a need to have sustainable irrigation management in Alabama. That is also our motivation to develop the site-specific soil water deficit index. Our hypothesis is that soil water deficit index is more accurate and can guide precise irrigation and water management. Soil water deficit index also can provide the information in the soil profile for the crops with different depths of root zone. We determine the soil water deficit from the field capacity and measured water content and depths. Normalize the soil water deficit by the difference of field capacity and wetting point water content. Then we can determine the soil water deficit index. To evaluate soil water deficit index, we also determine the atmospheric water deficit from the rainfall and transpiration. Here, the transpiration we estimate from Pomerantis method based on weather data we got, like radiation, air temperature, wind speed, and the vapor pressures. Here, we choose the four locations, four stations, to represent a different soil type, A, B, C, D, at different climate divisions. So we picked these four locations, and we will show some preliminary data from those four stations. Here is the daily soil water deficit and atmospheric water deficit. We can see the gray lines is the at the four locations, four stations is the atmospheric water deficit. And the line, the black, blue, green are the soil water deficit at 20, 50, and 100 centimeter soil depths. We can see the two water deficits, they have similar values and has a similar trend over the year from 2003 to 2016. They have same values, same trend over the 10 years. And also we can see the deep soil depths of the soil water deficit, they had the lower water deficit. That means less water need. And we also see both of the water deficit. They showed that they have the trend. They are positive and high during the summer crop growing season, and a negative and a low in winter season. So we only have water stress, have drought at the summer crop growing season. Here is the daily soil water deficit index and atmospheric water deficit. Over the 10 years at four stations, we can see similar trend observed as the earlier slides. If we zoom in the soil water deficit index and atmospheric index to 1 year at one location, then we can see clearly that here the two water deficit, they have the same trend. They are positive and higher at summer season and lower at low and negative at winter season. And also we can observe that the deep soil depths has a lower soil water deficit index or water deficit. And also, we can see the time lag of the atmospheric water deficit compared to the soil water deficit index. So because the water needs time to get into the soil, so it's reasonable to they have the time lag. Here is the weekly soil water deficit index and atmospheric water deficit. We can see similar trend. Here is the yearly soil water deficit index and atmospheric water deficit. In this graph, we can see except the station A, B, C, D, the soil water deficit index, they decreased with the depth of soil depth. So that means because in the station of B, C, D, the soil layer, the soil profile, the soil text is not uniform. And we can see the clay content at deep depths is higher than shallow soil depth layer. And in station A, we observed that the the soil texture in the soil profile is relatively uniform. Also, we observed that station A and C, the chain of heat, the atmospheric water density here is much higher than soil water density index, because A and C locations relatively has higher clay content, which can hold more water in the soil. We also compared the soil water deficit index with other two indicators, crop moisture index and modified palm deficit index. We can see over the 10 years from 2003 to 2016, they generally agreed well. So overall, we got our summary. First one is the Alabama method and the resource allowed to develop site-specific soil water deficit index based on soil properties. Second, soil water deficit index generally agree well with other indicators with a certain time delay. And the soil water deficit index varies with location and depth, and can be used to guide precise irrigation and water management. Last, quantitative relation of soil water deficit index with soil types and other indicators needed to be further evaluated. Here is the reference that we used. With that, I'm ready to answer your questions.
Questions for Xiao?
Yes, Girish. Yeah, different crops have different responses to deficit and water deficits. So how are you going to, for the same soil type, same size, if you have different crops, is this useful?
Yes, I think here just some preliminary data we analyzed. We haven't focused on maybe same soil type, same climate division, and see the crops effect to this. I think we will, do this later. We haven't done that yet. Yeah, that's a good question.
Any